Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning. Welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, I'm just so excited to be with you all, joining you all, gathering here this very morning to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this moment, in this very moment right here, and what you're going to do for us this week and beyond. So we just want to give God a hand clap of praise wherever you're at. I don't know where you're at. You could be in the bed. You could be getting dressed. You could be in the car on your way to work or whatever. You could be at the kitchen table about to eat some breakfast. But wherever you're at, just give God a hand clap of praise, because we just are so overjoyed and thankful that God allow us to see another day. He woke us up. He is literally starting us on our way. He's given us breathed breath down our lungs, expanded them, and allowed us to just see another day, another work week, another opportunity to just praise his name and glorify him, because he is worthy of all the praise, okay? Worthy of all the praise. And so before we get into it this morning, I definitely want to address a question that I received after the prayer call last week. Someone asked, how can they listen to the podcast replays? Any podcast, you can listen to the replay on any podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever you may be using. Or you can even go to the U Brand Academy YouTube channel. The podcast replays are now posted up there as well. So again, that's any podcast app such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever you use, and the U Brand Academy YouTube channel. You can look at or listen to the replays of the podcast or of the calls that way. Okay. All right. So last week I started something, it was just the topic of the session last week, but I kind of want to keep it going because the Lord was just downloading in my spirit that you really need to show people that I really am sharing with them that I have them. Remember last week I shared with you all, God got you. God got you. And so in this week's news about don't worry about it, God got you, I'm going to tell you about this situation that happened. When it happened? I think it happened on Friday. Yes, it happened this past Friday. I came home and I knew my mom had a hair appointment, so I wasn't expecting to see her home, and saw her. I'm like, what you doing here? You supposed to be at your hair appointment. She was like, girl, I got the wrong type of hair. And she was like, the hair places was closing by the time they realized that she had gotten the wrong package of hair. And so all we saw was her hair braided up and all that stuff. I was like, oh, okay, all right. And so the thing was, she was stressing about, you know, how she gonna get her hair in the morning, because the hair shops that they called, they didn't have the hair. So she like, I don't know where I'm gonna get this hair from. And this is the hair she always used and all the things, right? So she's like, I don't know where I'm gonna get it from. She was stressed. She was like, oh, now I'm gonna have to get up early. Now I'm gonna have to, you know, break my rest. My whole schedule on Saturdays is changing because of this very thing. And I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find the hair. I just had a sense of peace, and I was trying to, you know, let that sense of peace just roll over to her. But yeah, so she goes upstairs about to get ready for bed, and she was like, let me check my stash. Why she had the hair already there, the hair that she was so worried about she didn't have, the hair that no other store had that she called It was already there. And I said, listen, we about to do a whole praise break right here. Let me tell you, because God got you. God got you in any situation. It don't care how, it doesn't matter how big, how small, whatever. God got you, even in the hair situation. Ladies and men, so you can relate to this. You can relate to this, right? I just feel as though in my spirit, you can relate to this, but I was just like, yo, the Lord will supply every one of your needs. Every one of your needs. Meanwhile, the Lord, like, she's stressing my name. All she need to do is go upstairs, check her stash, because she already had it. That's a word for somebody. So I don't know what it is that you need to recheck or redo or something that you're all stressing about, but I just want to tell you, God got you. God, like, either he is going to supply it right then and there. He is going to show, reveal it to you where you need to go to get it or whatever you may need in that time. In that time or that season, you are seeking something, right? Yours may not be hair. Yours may be a job. Yours may be an interview. Yours may be a new career opportunity. Yours may be, I need just something. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, God is going to supply it for you. All right. So I had to just share that little bit before we get into the message this morning. And so I hope that was, you know, that it was a little light. It was light, but I knew it had a lot of message in it. And so as I go throughout my week, I'm really going to be paying attention, as I always do. And I encourage you all to pay attention in the moments where it's like, don't worry about it. God got you. What are those moments? What are those moments that you're like stressing out over something? It could be big, small, whatever. He like, God had me the whole time. So I can't wait to hear your stories. Definitely email me. You can text me back if you're on the text messaging list, but we'll love to hear from you so we can share your testimony with everyone else. All right. So this morning, the scripture, I'm just going to just go ahead and give you the scripture that we're going to highlight this morning. And it's 1 Peter 5:7. If you aren't familiar with it, and if you are familiar with it, I'm going to remind you what it states. Casting all your cares, all your anxiety, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affections and watches over you very carefully. And so I just read that scripture from the Amplified Version. I love the Amplified Version of the Bible as well as the NIV version. But the Amplified Version of the Bible has been really speaking to me in this season of my life. So I just wanted to share that version of 1 Peter 5:7 with you. And so the reason why we are highlighting that scripture this morning is because I was listening to Stephanie E.K. Okafor. And she said something so pivotal that stood out to me. And it said, and she said, don't let your schedule be your prison. I'm going to say that again. She said, don't let your schedule be your prison. And so as I was like marinating on what she was talking about, I was like, oh, the Lord led me to look up what the word prison is. Obviously, I know what the word prison means, but I really was led to look this up and to break it all the way down for you all this morning. And so the definition of the word prison, well, first of all, let me tell you what it is. It's a building in which people are legally held as a punishment for a crime they have committed or while awaiting trial. And then the other definitions of prison are a state of confinement or captivity, a place of confinement, especially for lawbreakers. And then I was led to break it down even further and research the word confinement. Confinement, right? If you really break that word down, like con and fine, it mean, to me, if you just look, it's like somebody is not, it's, they're not okay. It gives me a lot of trouble in my spirit, right? But the word confinement states to hold within a location, to keep within limits or restrict. I'm going to say that again. Confinement, to hold within a location, to keep within limits or restrict. So when you think about prison or thinking about your schedule being a prison, that's literally you restricting yourself, putting yourself within a within limits, limiting yourself, not seeing your whole potential, not seeing all that you can do. You are literally limiting yourself and putting yourself in not just a physical space of, oh, I'm confined, or I am in so-called a mental prison, if you will, a mental prison. So going back to the phrase, don't let your schedule be your prison, you don't ever want to feel that way about your career, your business, or just life in general. Because last time I checked, we were always free. We have freedom in Christ, that is. And when I say we were always free, we have freedom in Christ, right? We have freedom in Christ. And so that scripture states in Galatians 5:1 in the Amplified Version, it was for this freedom that Christ set us free, completely liberating us. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery, which you once removed. And so going back to don't let your schedule be your prison, you're probably wondering, like, well, Chris, I am always busy. I'm always doing something. I always got something going on. And again, that is a way you can feel what a lot of people say, I feel trapped, right? And so don't ever view your work, your career, your business schedule as a prison. And people like to say, I feel trapped and I feel I just can't maneuver. I don't have no flexibility. I know y'all have heard that before. Don't have no flexibility in my schedule. But the reality is, if you do work, you have these things called personal days. You may have some jobs even have mental days you can take now. You have sick days you can take. And whatever you have in place at your job or what have you, I'm encouraging you to just take a day. Take a day. It's okay. It is okay to take a day and to just rest. Rest knowing that God has it under control and it's okay. That so these parameters of PTO or paid time off, that is, or prepare the others for your absence, if you think of PTO in that way, these days are given to you to be flexible. And I feel like every year around this time, I talk about this very topic. Why? Because first off, it's summer. And a lot of us, you know, some people just don't take vacation or just, they just don't, you know, get away from work for whatever reasons. And so I want to encourage you to not be so bogged down by the hustle and bustle of life or the hustle and bustle at your jobs, but to really take the time you need mentally, physically, emotionally, all of those things, right? All of those things. And so let me go back to my note. And so we have this thing at work. Some people have this thing at work, excuse me, called Flex Fridays. And that could go all year. that can go for a season, so in this or the summer season especially, right? And so if you don't have those things available to you, guess what? I encourage you to create it for yourself. Create it for yourself. And that means like doesn't have to be off all day, but go in at least 6 hours a day on Friday and then get off early. Get off early. Make that your time for yourself to be alone or whatever. Because you would have been at work for the 2 hours, but now you're taking the 2 hours to really dedicate to yourself and your well-being and whatever you may need in this season of your life. It's all about really being intentional and prioritizing your mental well-being. And last but not least, if you find yourself in a situation where you're feeling trapped or your schedule is literally becoming your prison, I encourage you to be the light. I always say this, I feel like a broken record, but be the light, especially if it's a situation at your job and you can't take off. I do understand that too. But I want to encourage you to be the light. Be who God has show up as God's daughter, show up as God's son in the workplace and be the light in what I'm going to call a dark situation, because if you're the light in the midst of trouble, in the midst of chaos, trust and believe that chaotic mess is dark. Okay, so we want, I know when that we want, but I want to encourage you to be the light in that specific situation. Okay, be the light. Show up, not with no attitude, not with negativity, but come with it with positivity and show people like, hey, this is, they don't have to be like this. It could be this way. And it could, it's going to be challenging. I will say that I've been in those situations before, but just understand that God is in that too. God will be with you, and I pray that God will give you the words to articulate in the midst of while you are being the light in the midst of chaotic situations in the workplace, or maybe you have some chaos in your business or whatever. But I just pray that God gives you the words to articulate in that moment so that people can see a different tone or a different atmosphere can be created because you are present in that moment. Okay. All right, you all, I pray that really that message penetrates your heart. I pray that you let it sit with you. Listen to the replay. Again, I say you can listen to the replay on the YouTube station, U Brand Academy YouTube channel, and you can also listen to the replay on the podcast or any podcast outlet, excuse me, any podcast outlet such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever you may be using. And it's usually up by COB on Mondays. Like so right now by at least 5 o'clock, it's uploaded and you're able to listen to the replay. All right, let's go into this good word of prayer. Lord Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for their gifts. I ask that you continuously stir their gifts up, God, the gifts that are laid dormant within their spirit, God, stir it up, Lord, so that it can be revealed to them what it is that you have called them to do in this earthly realm, God. God, give them direction, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against any fear, we come against any doubt, we come against anything that is not of you, God, right now. Anything that is not of you must bow down in Jesus' name. God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the boldness. We thank you for giving us courage to move in this season, to move in the direction you have called us to go into, Lord. Father God, whether it be a career move, whether it be a business move, whether it be just a life in general move, God, we just thank you for being in the midst. We thank you for giving us direction. We thank you for giving us clarity in this moment, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we just thank you for comforting us, comforting our hearts in the places where we may have experienced trauma in the workplace, trauma in our lives, and trauma within our businesses, God. We just thank you for correcting any situation and correcting any chaotic situation that we may be facing in our workplace and our life. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for resurrecting business plans, resurrecting career ventures that we want to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us know that this time around, it will work out. This time around, God, have us to pick it back up, Lord. Give us the courage we need, God, in the name of Jesus, to pick it back up and do it again with you, and do it again knowing that you have it all under control, because you said go. Not we said go, but you said go forth and do it. Not man said go, but you said go forth, Lord. So we just thank you right now for the anointing over our lives, God. We thank you right now that for the gifts you have bestowed within us. We thank you right now for the words to say, even if we don't even know what words to say in this moment, in the moments where we may be talking to coworkers, relatives, or whomever, God. We thank you for the words to say in the moments where we're just like, God, I'm at a loss of words. God, give me the words to comfort their heart. Give me the words to comfort their spirit. Give me the words, God. So God, I just thank you for that moment right there in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift your name high. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, your mercy that you're showering upon us each and every day in the name of Jesus. And God, we don't take it for granted that we are here in this moment, that we are gathered here as a people that are yearning for you, a people that are seeking you, God, in first, they're seeking you first. Your word says, seek you first, the kingdom of God. And so, God, we are seeking you for our career journeys. We are seeking you for our business journeys. And we are seeking you for our life in general, God. We thank you for always being in the midst, God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed day. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.